This is Brent.
Hey, Brent. Good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. Just getting out of work. Been a long day, so.
Oh, awesome. So you're working a job?
Yeah.
Oh, you always were, right? Okay.
Yeah, I've always worked, yep.
All right, okay. So it's just over 8 o'clock Eastern time. Good timing, right? Can we still speak?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So tell me about it. What did you want to discuss?
I was just looking to see if you had a date, a launch date.
I was going through, the going live requirements, as we call it. And, Rick, when he was working with you, he did send you a list of all the items we require in order to go live. And I think you sent most of these to us, including the Stripe account, the Google developer account, the Apple developer account. A couple things that I was not able to find under the email thread between yourself and Rick. One of them was the checklist for the Apple and, the iOS and the Google deployment. So he sent you as many as 2 Excel sheets with requirements on how you'd like to, in fact, what you would like to have, say, in terms of text and in terms of pictures on the app stores when the app goes live. Do you recall receiving 2 of these Excel sheets?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'll try and see if you did send one of these in the past, and we may just be, we may just not have collected it. But otherwise, I'll make sure to send this over to you. So these are like, 2 different checklists, one for Apple, one for Android deployment. And this just requires some verbiage on what you would like the description to be, for example, what states or what countries you'd like the app to be available in. I think we do have the answers to most, but just to make sure we follow the process, I'll send you these short checklists, and you can just see if you can respond back to these as soon as possible. And so that's going to cover one more requirement for going live. The other thing we wanted was let me go back to the thread here. Just give me one moment. Yeah, the other thing we would need is just the content that you need on the website, the verbiage, right? In fact, on the application. So let's say about the application or terms and conditions and privacy policy. Did you work with Rick on preparing these when he was working with you, or is that something that you guys left off towards the end?
Well, we were talking about that, and he had some ideas to use a couple of apps that he had referred to, and he was mentioning that we could just basically duplicate what they have used and then just change a little bit of the verbiage, obviously, for the...
Yeah, I mean, we could help you with the verbiage. I mean, I can send out to you some generic copies, and, you could look at them, read through them, and see if you'd like to add something, especially because, there's going to be, for example, a payment on the application for advertisement. And features that may require some extra verbiage on there. So I'll send you some generic verbiage for both the terms and conditions and the privacy policy. And, of course, once you approve it, that's when we can go ahead and we can replicate that on the application so that we don't have any kind of dummy content or lorem ipsum content sitting on the application. Likewise,
okay.
I think for the insurance part, sorry?
Yeah, go ahead and you can send me those, and then I'll look at those and let you know which ones to use or whatever.
Yeah, of course. So I'll send those over to you. So that's 2 things. A third thing that I wanted to confirm, and again, I've not been able to get a hold of that on the email thread, but we needed the access to your web domain. So, I think you've already purchased the domain with either GoDaddy or Name. For the website.
Yep. How do I get you that information?
So depending upon the domain provider that you have purchased this with, so let's say if it's GoDaddy, you just need to go ahead and under delegated access, which is an option on your GoDaddy account, you just need to give us the delegated access, and I'll give you the email that you need to send that access to. Can you log
Okay.
into your what provider are you using, by the way? Is that GoDaddy or is that Namecheap or some other?
Yeah, it's GoDaddy.
GoDaddy, right? Okay. So are you able to log into it right now? I mean, if you're park, if you're off-road, can you just log in so I can show you
I
how to do
can,
it?
yeah. Yep, let me find a spot here to pull over. I'm out in my country, so.
I mean, yeah, if it's convenient.
Let me find
Otherwise, I can send it to you in the email. But if you can do it right now, that'd be great.
Yeah, I can do it right now. Give me 1 second here.
All right,
find
thank
a
you.
Spot to, yep, find a spot here to. Oh, here we go. This will work.
Sure.
This will work.
Just make sure you don't get pulled over.
Right. All right. 1 second.
Of course.
Oh, goodness. Now there should be a spot here where I can log in, have an account, sign in. Okay.
And just while you're doing that, I just left you a text message with the exact email address that you need to send the access to. So let me know when you're in the account and I'll walk you through.
Okay.
So how's Kim doing, by the way? I mean, is she in the loop of the process? Does she know that the app is being
Yeah,
updated?
yeah. Yep. She's excited. Look, can't wait for the launch. Okay, so I have my driver2driverauto.com. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now I'm in my account, so where do I go from here?
Okay, now on here under the menu, you should see something like delegated access.
Under the menu, let's see what this says. Okay, let's domain settings, forward domain.
No, I should say. Let me look at a resource to be able to find the exact navigation. So when you get into your GoDaddy account, so right on the menu on the home screen on your dashboard on GoDaddy, you should see an option saying delegate access.
Let's see. Delegate access. Customer view.
So, okay, so before
that.
you see the delegate access option, you should see something like this, something that says people who can access my account.
Okay, when I first log in, it says which business do you want to do, and then I click on the driver to driver, and then it says create a coming soon page. Let's build your business, view domain settings, create a website or a store, get custom email.
Okay, so just where it says your name, your profile option on the top right, you tap on account settings.
Right.
And then under that, it says, yeah, there should say delegate access. Under account settings.
Settings. I mean, it's on the.
It should be on the top right corner
Line.
where you see something like either DD or the initials of your first and last name, BA or
Right.
something.
When I click on, yeah, when
Yeah.
I click on it. All it does is that's a login and PIN, password, activate sign-ins, social login. There's activity. That's. Yeah, it doesn't give me, it just, all the thing it gives me need to do is an option to sign out.
Okay. just a second.
Let me see, if I click on the little pinboard thing, manage my products, quick links.
Okay, let me do it for you. If you could just give me the username and password for like 2 minutes while you're on the call, I'll just set it up and then
yeah,
you could just
yeah,
change
that's
your
fine.
password.
Right, there you go. The login is my email.
Okay.
BrentSinger17@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then the password is 1969 Buick with a capital B. It's BUICK
yep.
With a dollar sign at the end.
Okay.
And I'll sign out of this so. Doesn't mess anything up.
Okay, entered your email, your password, 1969, Buick, dollar
but it was
sign.
A capital B.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Well, it says something went wrong. It doesn't say the password's incorrect, but I'd say something went wrong. It doesn't say what exactly. So you don't see the option for account settings at your end, right, under your GoDaddy dashboard?
No. I'm going to go back in here real quick.
Yeah, can you read it? Read out the options you see on the menu under your account?
Yep. Second. The username is just my email, BrentSinger17. @gmail. And then the password, 1969, Buick with a capital B, dollar sign. Okay. So when I first get in there, it says, you know, which business do you want? Do you want a new website, or do you? Then you click on the one that you've got, driver to driver.
Okay, it's actually logging me in now, so I'll try and send a text message.
Oh, is it?
OTP. Yeah, it's working. It just
okay.
Sent you a
six-digit
code on your mobile phone ending in 1075.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yep. The code is 825190.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm logged in now. Okay, I see it right here, and that's probably because I'm using it on a desktop. So, yeah, we have the option to request access, and then for whom you're requesting account access, choose an access level and click request. people who can access my computer. There's Dean. Yes. Dot Dean. Stop. Advisor.
Did you find it where you needed the domain information?
It gives me about three options. One of which is to give out the access for the domain name. So I select.
Oh, okay, good.
And I've sent myself a request on the dev email. Now let me in fact just go ahead and see if I have access to the dev email, so I can just accept it, and we should be all good. Yeah, I think I do. So yeah, anyway, so once this is done, and once I can have the, you know, the checklist that I'm sending out to you in email, once those are done, and the verbiage can come in within this week, so I'll make sure to send out the copy to you as soon as possible by tomorrow, hopefully. And
okay. So
I think I should be able to collect everything from you before the end of this week. And we've already begun the deployment process, just so you know. So Ali, the project manager, was supposed to get back to me tomorrow, which is Tuesday, and let me know if he has everything to go live. And I've just checked at my end, and these were the couple of things that were missing. I think you've already given the access to the AWS, right?
What's that?
Did you set up an AWS with Rick?
What's an AWS?
Amazon Web Services, the hosting service. He must have just asked you to create an account and send us the credentials.
Oh, yeah, I don't know nothing about that either.
Okay, he must have asked you to connect your card to it so we can purchase the necessary resources under your account. Let me just try and see if... Okay, I think this never happened. Okay, Barbara. Okay, so we need that too. I don't have that here, so that's one more thing we need.
Okay.
So it's simple.
You just
need to. Sorry.
Go ahead.
You just need to sign up on AWS. I'll send you the link to that if you need. But otherwise, if you just search Amazon AWS, that's the hosting service we recommend. Unless you have any other preference, AWS is what we need. So you could just sign up and create an account on AWS, and you could just connect your card, your debit or your credit card, to it under payment or billing settings. And then you just need to provide us the login details so we can go ahead and purchase the necessary resources under your name. And that should be it.
Okay.
The only last thing I'm trying to do, so that's one more thing we need, right?
Right.
I'll send you this list in the email as well.
Yeah, send me an email on that too so that I have it.
Of course, we'll do. Right, so I'll do that. And you know, I'm just trying to accept the access that I delegated from your GoDaddy account. So this should be done in a moment, and then I think I should be able to let you go. So in the meantime, I think we're looking at about of next week before we should have the app submitted to the App Store. Right now, first thing we do is we'll migrate the Hover server, even the backend from our domain to yours, now that we have access to your domain. And then after that, we will start publishing the application to the App Store. Now, from there, it is a bit of a review process, which is not included in the timeline that I gave you. So, reviews can be accepted. The app can be accepted by the application, the App Stores in the first go. Or it may take a couple or even more sets of reviews, more like back and forth between the App Store and us the developers
Okay.
before the app can go live. So for now, I can
Okay.
only give you a timeline on when we should be able to submit this to the app stores, and that should be by early next week.
Early next week. Okay, cool. And
Right.
then were you able to get the brochure part of that done for the insurance companies?
Exactly what I was coming to. So I did receive a sample from the team, more like a first draft, but it had some glaring errors to it, and you know, it probably was on my end because I probably did not give them enough information. So in fact, you know, I've seen the first draft, but I needed some changes to it before I could send this over to you. So you can expect something coming in by Wednesday, if not tomorrow.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Right, so
And if you need anything, just include it in that proof for me, that first email. If you need something
mm-hmm.
specific from me, just let me know and then I can reply back with it as well. So
of course, as far as the brochure is concerned, I think we'd need help from you as far as the verbiage is concerned. At least
okay.
do like a first draft for us so we know what kind of information you want to put down on the brochure. And then if we need to brush it up or make it a little more enticing or something, we could do that using
Right.
our content writers here. But I'd appreciate if you
okay.
can send us like a first draft of it on, you know, what you need on each of the folds of the brochure and how many folds you need. Right now we have it as a two-fold, right? So it's a two-fold
Okay,
brochure.
yep.
Do you need a Z
Yep.
format or do you need a two-fold?
No, that's fine. This is a twofold, it's fine. Just basically like screenshots, you know, maybe of the, you know, the cover of the app is the maybe the logo, and then in the inside, you know, a screenshot of like what the information that they're going to receive, and then like a screenshot of, you know, the screen that would show their insurance company on it, just stuff like that. And then I can always send you bullet points of notes to have on there. So.
Right. So how we have it right now and what we have seen so far is that since it's a twofold, the screenshots are in the middle of the inside fold, right? So where the brochure
okay.
folds in the center, you could see the screenshots, about three screenshots showing of the application. On the sides of it, it's wrapped with the text, which could be pointers, which could be you know, a bit of a paragraph as well. On the front page,
right.
the cover, there's the logo and there's some pointers to mark down the major features. You know, the attractive features of the application, for example, the insurance quotations and stuff like that. So that goes on the first page without a lot of information. When you open it up, it shows you the screenshots and some verbiage. And on the back end, we could give out some contact information as well as QR codes for users to be able to download the application right on their phone using, you know,
Right. And are you going to create that QR? Because I need that QR code if you're going to create it.
Well, I was hoping that should come from you, but we can set it up for you.
Okay.
I mean, I can ask the team, and we can see.
No,
if,
I can do it.
Yeah. Okay, you can, right?
Yep. I'll create the QR code. Now, when I create the QR code,
mm-hmm.
does it matter if it's a QR code can be detected by Apple or an Android phone, right? It doesn't have to be two different codes.
Oh, well, it has to be two different codes. So it has to be one for Android and one for iOS. And in fact, we have to have the app go live on the app stores before we can have the links to the respective app stores that can be linked to the QR
right.
code. So you wouldn't
right,
be able to do
right.
it right now. You'd have to wait until the apps go live on the app stores.
Okay. Then we can do the QR codes. And then, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so for now, we just have the dummies on there. So, you know, you can see where the QR codes go. And then, you know, once the apps go live on the app stores, we can quickly change them out with the actual QR codes. And then, you know, that should be the last step before we can, you know, send this out for printing.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds wonderful.
Awesome. So I think that's it. You know, I'll keep you posted during the week. I'll send you the list of requirements that we just discussed that remain. Is there something else that you wanted to discuss with me before I let you go?
Nope. You answered all my questions, so we should be good. I hope we're launching next week.
Oh, we definitely should be, right? I'll keep you posted.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, thank you, Brent, and you have a good rest of the evening ahead. All right.
All right. Thank you, too. Thanks for calling me.
No problem. Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.